or if to stay, if to sit, you will always find them with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just like a shadow. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. These are the few Sahaba that wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go, this group of the Sahaba were always with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why most of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam collected and narrated by these famous Sahaba radiallahu anhu in the book of ahadith. As there were some Sahaba who only met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, and they have never had opportunity again to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were some Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in who were not known to the people. Right? They were unknown, but they were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you will find different categories, different kind of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in amongst the group of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How they achieve this goal, my brothers and sisters? Each and every one is responsible for his own action. An opportunity is there, but we have to take the first step towards it. Otherwise, if you not initiate yourself, if you not start and begin from yourself, Allah is not going to guide you to hidayah. Allah is not going to grant you the iman and the guidance. You will find the example among the Sahaba radiallahu alayhi wa ma'in, Abu Talib. Now, you know Abu Talib was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the age of 8, he became a guardian and caretaker of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did worldly affairs, according to worldly affairs. He was like a father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to prefer Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over his own kids, like Ja'far and Ali radhiyallahu anhum, were his own sons. But when it comes to comparison, he used to prefer Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before them. So he treated him like his own son and took care of him all the way till he died. Right? But he had no talab, although his name was Abu Talib. But he has no talab. Being an uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being a nephew of that individual, he did not benefit anything from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he died as kafir. Look at the scenario. Look at the dilemma. He spent his entire life with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam under the same shelter, in the same roof. And the time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaimed his nabuwwah, from day one, he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's listening his khutbah, listening his bayan, listening all his advices. And he, inside the heart, he believed that whatever my nephew is saying and preaching and inviting towards it, 100% true. I have no doubt whatsoever about his preaching, about his invitation. I know my nephew. I abroad him. He never spoke word of lie in his entire life. He used to believe it from inside, but he did not accept Islam. And he died in kafir. How much Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, worked hard for him just to recite one time, kalma shahadat in my ear, I can bear witness for you on yawmul qiyamah. But hidayat was not written for me, he not initiated, he not begin from himself. All this environment, all these companies, all these opportunities to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not help him. On the other side, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala came all the way from Persia. And his father was the fire worshipper. One of the guru and leader of the temple, in charge of the fire. So total kufr and shirk in that environment, Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala was abroad. And most of the time, most of his life is spent in front of the fire, in that kind of environment. But he had the talab and he had the zeal to look for the truth And he left his house, he left his comfort zone. He traveled, he became Christian. Then he changed his life. Then it came all the way to Makkah Mukarramah, and then Madina Munawwara ended up. And because of his talab, because of sincere effort, from nowhere he came all the way from Persia and Iran, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him wealth of iman. And he became so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proudly used to say, Salman minna ahlul bayt. This daraja, this dignity that he became household family member of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarded him, he is not a strange person. He is not from Persia. He is not belong to some different type. He is from Ahlul Bayt. He is amongst my family. He is my brother. You know, that closeness, this, you know, attachment he got, and that respect and dignity to be a family member of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he achieved, my brothers and sisters? Because of his talab. Another example, Walid ibn Mughira. He was A'azzul Arab. In the Meccan society, he was a leader of the Quraysh. He was very well known, very powerful person. And he saw Rasulullah grow up amongst them. But he did not accept Islam. On the other hand, Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala an, came all the way from Rome. He came from the Roman caravan as a slave. And then he was freed by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and now he became a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Up till the Yawmul Qiyamah, we are going to say radiallahu anhu. Strange person from Rome. He had no lineage, no connection, no ta'alluq with the Arab and Quraysh. But because of his talab, because of his sacrifice and struggle to find the truth, he traveled all the way from Rome, and here he ended up in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Jahl, his original name was Abu al-Hakam. People used to call him and regard him, he's the father of wisdom. Very intelligent person. Very sharp. Very learned person. Lot of experience among the Meccan society. People used to call him Abu al-Hakam. And all of the dispute they used to have, they used to come to Abu Jahl. And he used to decide amongst them. He had this honor and dignity among the Quraysh. Look at all his intellect, all his knowledge, all his experience didn't help him. And he did not accept the call of Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and became the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, Hazrat Bilal Habashi radiallahu ta'ala, Abyssinian ghulam, no knowledge, no experience, no wealth, no position, no good appearance, no one knew, as a slave, came to Makkah. And here, because of his sincerity, because of his ikhlas, because of his truthfulness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his status to that extent that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Bilal, I heard your footstep in paradise. While he was walking on the gullies of Makkah, Medina, in the gullies of Medina, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard his footstep in Jannat al-Firdaus. How he achieved this status, my brothers? From nowhere. From Abyssinia, ghulam and slave. But because of the sincerity, because of the ikhlas, when people used to drag him into the gullies of Makkah, he used to utter Ahad, Ahad, Allah is the one, Allah is the one. And because of that iman and sincerity, ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has elevated his status. My brothers and sisters, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the Ra'isul Munafiqeen, he lived 9 years in Madina Munawwara with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Outwardly embraced Islam, right? And he became a Sayyidul Munafiqeen. I won't use the word of Sayyid, but he was the Raisul Munafiqeen. He was the leader of the hypocrites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Munafiqun to expose their mischievousness in the Holy Quran. Allah has revealed this special ayah to condemn them. Spent 9 years with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He heard the qiraat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to pray salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid al-Nabawi. Qiraat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which qiraat can be better? Which qaris qiraat? Three people, you know, just listen the qiraat and they embrace Islam. Some of the non-Muslims. The qiraat is on attraction. Here, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul had listened the qiraat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly from his Mubarak tongue upon whom the Quran was revealed. He has to pray behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Salatul Fajr, Isha, Maghrib. And he used to listen the khutbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the company, in Medina, in Masjid al-Nabawi. Can you imagine? We get impressed by the khutbah and lecture and speech of the sheikh and scholar who have eloquent, talent. And we get impressed by his talk and khutbah, right? Here, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself. He listened for 9 years, day and night, the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Advices and admonishing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't affect his heart. None of the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with all sincerity, with all ikhlas, with all devotion, the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to address the Sahaba, he used to listen. No effect, no impression. Right? He prayed behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah used to be his imam. It did not affect his heart. He has witnessed and observed the characters and akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all 9 years. How beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whose akhlaq can be better? Whose character can be better than our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself is praised in the Holy Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. No one can match the character and akhlaq of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That good akhlaq, the people used to impress by his akhlaq, used to embrace Islam. There are so many incidents. But here, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, his heart was so hard that any khulq, any act, any sifat, any conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not affect his heart. And he died as a hypocrite, as a munafiq. Inna al-munafiqina fi darki al-asfal min al-nar. May Allah save all of us. He will be in the lowest, most severe part of the Jahannam. Suffer forever. He had opportunity in whole 9 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him to embrace Islam, to understand the truth, and to believe in Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But his heart was closed. He had no effect. He did not initiate, he did not try for it, to find the truth, and he died as a munafiq. So my brothers and sisters, no matter how great environment we are in living in, no matter how great opportunities we have in front of us, but if we don't start from ourselves, then Allah is not going to grant us hidayat or change our lifestyle. We have to take the first step. We have to initiate. We have to decide for ourselves, I want to become a better Muslim. I want to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to die as the believer, as the true believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to do from ourselves first. Then Allah opens the door. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. First we have to struggle and show our enthusiasm and our shock and our zeal towards it. Then Allah's mercy, Allah's guidance, Allah's hidayat bestow upon us. وَاللَّهِ جَلَسْتُوَفِقُ. That's our